if online file storage is not an area that you've covered yet, then perhaps Dropbox is a good place to start. With Dropbox free version, you get 2 GB, which is quite generous, of storage. You can store any files that you wish. You can set up a folder structure so that it's all your files are organized in a way that makes sense to you. You can do that through a web browser, so just by logging onto your account in the web, you can upload files or download them from there. But a much more sensible option, when Dropbox becomes more powerful, is you can download an installer, which installs a version of Dropbox onto your computer and mirrors the online file storage area that you've set up. And you can work just in the file storage area on your computer. And any changes that you make there, any files that you add, any new folders you make, any files that you delete, will be synchronized with the online version. Now, if you repeat that process on any computers you use, maybe on a laptop or even on smartphones and other mobile devices, iPads and so forth, then all of the folders that you have and all of the files will constantly be synchronized across all those devices. So if you happen to have your laptop stolen, then your Dropbox files haven't gone with it. You've still got all the copies in the online version and therefore synchronized across your other computers too. In addition, you can share any files that you create that you store in your Dropbox folder with other people. Should you choose to do so, you can make them shareable. You can make folders shareable. So if you're working with colleagues or you want to share some photos with family members who are living elsewhere, then that's very easy to do so with Dropbox. Another interesting feature is that it maintains a history of all the changes you make. So if at any stage you move a file from one folder to another, by looking through the history, you can get back at it and find out what exactly you did. The ability to be able to synchronize it with particularly things like iPhones and iPod touches is really useful, because one of the difficult features sometimes, if you've not got a computer with your iTunes library set up on it, getting files onto there can be quite difficult. Well, it's a cinch if you've got Dropbox installed, because anything that you synchronize, anything you put in your Dropbox folder, will be synchronized across onto your iDevice. Dropbox, 2 GB for free.